Severe storms and at least one tornado left a trail of destruction in south central areas. The latest on plans to close a weather facility in Norman, and a prisoner transfer adds to Oklahoma's execution list. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, March 4th. I'm Deborah Shar. The National Weather Service has confirmed an EF1 tornado swept through Ada early this morning. Anna Pope reports the tornado was on the ground for nearly 4 miles.
News reports show damage to structures, homes, and an elementary school. Thousands of electric customers were left without power Tuesday morning, with the bulk of outages reported in Pontotoc County, with almost 7,000 outages. The city of Ada warned residents of downed power lines, gas leaks, and tree debris. Republican Congressman Tom Cole says via social media he is monitoring the situation and will help ensure necessary assistance will be made available. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
The unofficial Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, is reportedly planning to terminate the lease of NOAA's Radar Operations Center in Norman. Grayson Wheeler reports on what we know and what's still uncertain.
The center keeps the federal government's radars in working order. Those units have many purposes, but Oklahomans are likely most familiar with their weather tracking capabilities. DOGE's so-called wall of receipts doesn't tell us much. Still, it says it's terminating the lease of an 18,743-square-foot facility used by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Norman. That information matches a lease for one of 4 buildings the Radar Operations Center uses. Online news outlet Axios is reporting the Radar Operations Center is closing later this year, but it's unclear where that information came from. The Radar Operations Center, NOAA, and the University of Oklahoma, which owns the building, did not share any additional information. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
This facility is one of 15 Oklahoma leases slated for termination on the wall of receipts as of March 4th. An Oklahoma County judge says a lawsuit to stop Governor Kevin Stitt's return to office order for state workers is without merit. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us the judge tossed the suit Monday.
Oklahoma County Judge Brent Dishman dismissed Del City Democrat Andy Fugate's lawsuit against Governor Kevin Stitt, saying allowing the suit to proceed would cause chaos. But Fugate says the governor's powers need to be checked.
Simply put, the governor doesn't have that authority. State employees work for the people of Oklahoma. They don't work for the governor. Making decisions about new employment conditions and authorizing expenditures for facilities and office equipment is the job of the legislature, not the governor.
The Oklahoman newspaper reports Fugate's attorneys are unsatisfied with the quick dismissal and are appealing the decision to the state Supreme Court. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Stitt praised the dismissal in a statement Monday afternoon, calling the lawsuit a political stunt and reaffirming his order to get state workers back in the office. A federal prisoner is back in Oklahoma so he can be executed. Sierra Pfeiffer reports State Attorney General Gentner Drummond requested the move.
Until recently, George John Hansen was incarcerated in a federal prison in Louisiana for a series of armed robberies committed in northeast Oklahoma. He was set to spend the rest of his life there. Then Hansen was prosecuted for another crime and added to Oklahoma's death row for the 1999 kidnapping and murder of Mary Bowles. He was scheduled to be executed, but the U.S. Bureau of Prisons under then-President Biden said he had to stay locked up where he was. Under the new Trump administration, Drummond was able to change that. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The Attorney General's office is expected to ask for Hansen to be executed this year, likely in June. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.